Anybody tired? Everybody here, we all tired of something. Amen? But as the first, he said, man, Pastor, I'm tired. Amen. So that's what I want to talk about today. Amen. If you have your Bibles, if you would turn to the book of Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Matthew 11, chapter 28. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, just say, wait a minute. Matthew, book of Matthew, chapter 11, and verse 28. Are we there yet? All right. Matthew, chapter 11, and verse 28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Amen. If you would bow with me for amen, a word of prayer. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. Most of all, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed at Calvary, Father God, that, amen, we may be redeemed through the blood. Father God, we thank you for bringing us all together for this occasion, for whatever reason that you see fit, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the spirit of praise that is in this place. Father God, we ask you for direction today. Lord God, if you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. If you don't move, Lord, we'll just stand still. We just thank you by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that we're able to hear from you. Father God, that we're able to be led by you. Father God, that we're able to be corrected by you through the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we'll be mindful today that we are sinners, but we know we're saved by grace. Lord God, so we ask you to forgive us for our many sins, those that we committed that we knew of, and Father God, those that we knew not. Lord God, I ask you to destroy self right now, that the Holy Spirit may magnify within every word that I speak, every movement that I make, Father God. I pray that everything that be done today will be pleasing in your sight. Lord God, we give you honor, we give you glory. Lord, we just thank you for this day. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray, amen, and thank God. Amen. Amen. I want to talk about today, when you are so tired. Amen. When you are so tired. Amen. Anybody tired? Amen. Some of y'all just tired. I'm just tired. I had a buddy that I went to high school with, and every time I see him, not the young brother I ran into this morning, but every time I see this other brother, every time I see him, I say, hey, I'm not going to say his name because some of y'all know him. I say, hey, man, what's going on? Oh, man, I'm tired, man, just tired. Every time I see him, he's tired. What is he tired of? There's so many things that we're faced with from day to day. Some of us are tired of our job. Amen. Some of us are tired of our financial situation. Some of us are just tired of drama. Amen. Whether it be baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, ex-husband, ex-wife drama, friend drama, family drama, church drama. Just tired. My brothers and sisters, some of us are even tired of ourselves. We wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and just, look at you. Ooh, I'm sick of you. Why are you always doing stupid stuff and saying crazy stuff and embarrassing us? Just tired. Amen? Some of y'all get your credit card statement. You just tired of getting deeper and deeper in debt. Amen. Tired. Look at your car. I'm tired of this old car. I want another car. Amen. I'm tired of my hair. I think I'm going to cut it off. I'm tired of my short hair. I'm going to get me some extensions.
I'm tired of this look. I'm going to grow me a beard. Tired. Anybody here tired? Tired of these kids disrespecting me. Tired of this baby waking up all times of the night. And she's 7. Amen? Tired. What do you do when you're tired? What do you do when you're tired? Tired of hurting. Somebody in here is tired of hurting. Tired of waking up at night, body racking with pain. I'm tired of, amen, having these headaches, and I keep going to the doctor and they don't know what to do. I'm tired. And some young person in here say, man, I'm tired of failing that same class. And I'm tired of getting picked last for kickball. I'm tired of getting picked last for volleyball. Tired of sitting on the bench. Any of y'all tired? Tired of people telling me no. Tired of people telling me I'm not good enough, not fast enough, not big enough, not educated enough. Tired. Tired of fussing about this same old stuff. Brothers and sisters, when we look at our lives and we look at, amen, what goes on from on our day-to-day basis, and I'm tired of the government. Man. When we look at our lives, my brothers and sisters, and everything that's going on, it will make us tired. Man. We got preachers in the pulpit. I'm tired of them Negroes. In my case, I'm tired of all of these different kind of people. Amen? There are preachers in the pulpit this morning that came to church and looked out in the pews and got mad because they were tired of looking at the people in the pews. I know a disgruntled preacher. He show up every Sunday and hates it. He's tired. So see, tired is not only in the pews, but tired is in the pulpit. Choir members, I'm tired of singing them same old songs. Church, I'm tired of listening to them singing them same old songs. But my brothers and sisters, there's a message in it. We get tired of stuff. Some stuff we need to hear. Amen? Amen. A wise man once said that constant review is a student's best glue. That's why y'all hear me say some of the same stuff over and over. You tired of it, but it's good for you. Amen? Hold your nose and swallow it. It's good. But anyway, Jesus, is this... What? Look at your Bible, and this is in red ink, right? Okay? And that means that who's talking? Jesus is talking. Amen? Jesus is full-fledged in his ministry. He's teaching. He's preaching. He's healing. He's delivering. He's setting free. But there's a group, amen, there are people, even though Jesus is doing all that he's doing, there's a group of people that's tired. Amen. All of these miraculous and wonderful things that are going on all around, tired people. Reminds me of us. Amen. Most of the people that you ask how you doing, I guarantee you 90% of people, when you ask them how they're doing, they're going to tell you tired. How many of y'all have heard that within the last week or so? You ask somebody how they doing, they say, I'm just dead tired. Y'all remember John Coffey? Well, y'all remember the Green Mile? I'm tired, boss. Dog tired. Y'all remember that? Anybody just dog tired? All right. It ain't going to be no hooping and hollering. Yes, it is, probably, when we turn this thing around. My brothers and sisters, when we look at today's society, everything that technology has done, think about what technology has done. It's made everything more convenient, right? Some of y'all can pay your bills. See, used to you had to mail them so they would get there in time. But now technology has made it such where you can pay it right there on the last day, right? Technology. Used to, if you needed to get a message to Brother Reed, it would take a long time to actually get that message to him. But technology has made it where he can't run and he can't hide because he got this cell phone on his hip. Are y'all with me? if you look at what the world has done, the world has tried to fix things where it's easier. But we still tired. Amen? Used to, Big Mama Nim. Some of y'all Big Mama ain't that old, but for me, they didn't have washers and dryers. They didn't have microwave ovens. So their process took a lot longer than ours today, right? Now I can understand Big Mama being tired, but why are we so tired? The world tried to make everything convenient. The preachers got tired of yelling and screaming, so guess what? Now we got cordless microphones. Amen? And we tired. Used to, we didn't have organs, and we didn't have drums, and all of these things that the world has tried to do to make things more convenient and easier for us. We're still tired. Amen? My brothers and sisters, the remedy for our tiredness, if that's a word, is not in the world. It's not in the things that we see, but it's in Jesus, my brothers and sisters. Amen? If we are truly looking for rest, we have to find rest and we have to find our peace through Jesus Christ. Through his word, amen, through following his word, amen, by doing what God has called each and every one of us to do. The reason why we're so tired is because we're not truly, the thing about it is, this flesh is never going to be satisfied. Let me tell you that today. Amen. Any of y'all ever lost sleep? Any of y'all ever trying to catch up with sleep? Have you caught it yet? Trying to catch up. Some of y'all, you got an extra hour last night and you still tired this morning. That's why I went on, got up. I got an extra hour. Matter of fact, I didn't set my clock so I could get up and then sleep an extra hour. I tried to do that. But my brothers and sisters, the only way you and I, the Christian, anybody here saved? The only rest for you lies in Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, through the word of God. But we are trying to find rest, looking for rest in all the wrong places. We're looking for it in all the wrong. I don't care how many pills you take. Some of y'all got some pills and got some friends that got some pills that you can get. I just need to relax. Bro, Ron, man, give me a couple of them pills, bro. Give me a couple of them. I ain't even going to swallow. I'm going to chew them up because they're getting your system faster. I know. But you're still tired. Some of us looking for rest. Hey, man, we had those friends that we call up. And say, hey, man, I'm just stressed out. Tired of my situation. Let's go get a drink. Amen. And then guess what? You go do that and you more tired when you get up from that than you were before. You in a worse place. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. You said headache and everything else. You've been there, done that. Got a t-shirt. Amen. We got that friend that we call. You know, that don't nobody know about? Yeah, we talked about him about a month ago, or her. Well, I'm tired, but I'm going to go over here and hide out for a few hours. You show enough tired when you leave there. Y'all, Deke said, I knew he was going to mess it up. He was doing good, but he messed it up. We've told ourselves that better time. How many of y'all, you say, you know what, I'm going to go to bed earlier. We're going to do better this year. I'm going to get the kids in the bed earlier. How many of y'all try to make your own little time schedule? You going, and it didn't work. How many of us, they say if you work out, you'll feel better. How many of y'all been working out and you're still tired? Stop drinking sodas. I'm done. This right here is a done deal. Look at this. Let's get back in the word. Matthew 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, verse 29, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Stop right there. The true rest ain't rest for your head. It's not rest for your heart. It's not rest for your body, but it's rest for your soul. Let me read this again. Come unto me. Okay, first thing we have to do, this is what Jesus said. If you're tired, first thing you got to do is come to me. We're going to the wrong people, going to the wrong places. Come unto me. So whatever's got you up, whatever has you stressed, whatever has you not resting, amen. He said, come unto me. Trust him with your stuff. Amen. My brothers and sisters, trust God with your stuff. Oh, I trusted the banker with my credit score the other day. He said, man, I give you all kind of money. And I thought I had bad credit. He said, what? Who told you that? Man, you can get an airplane. I don't know if you can play for it, but with this score you got, you have to trust. Amen. You know what? When you disclose what's going on in your life to the doctor, he can help you. But see, if you go to the doctor and you got a cold and you tell him your toe hurt, you got to trust him with what's going on with you. Amen. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy. All ye that labor. That's the problem. Some of y'all looking for rest, but you just tired for no reason. He said, if you tired for a reason, come unto me. But nothing from nothing leads to nothing. Amen. So are you laboring in the spirit? When was the last time that you did something for the sake of the Lord? You're trying to find rest in all of these things that you're doing for yourself. That's selfish. Amen. You know what? When I'm tired from preaching, when I'm tired from churching all day long, you know what? I had to go get some prayer. Every time I see a preacher after he preaching, you know, we'd be up there hollering and all that. I close my eyes and I pray for that preacher. Because I don't care what he does after, how much he sleeps. You're not going to catch back up with that. But he said, come unto me, all of you who, look at this. This is a New Living Translation says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Anybody have some heavy burdens? You know what burdens are? All that stuff I talked about in my introduction. Problems. Issues. Amen. Come unto me. Amen. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. He didn't say I might give you rest. He said I will. I will. I will. He didn't say I might. I will. Everybody might do something. Anybody in here ever moved? And when you say you're moving, how many people said they would help you? A whole lot. And when you started moving, how many people showed up? Very few. But he said, if you bring it to him, if you bring your problems, if you bring your burdens to me, because you're working hard and you're doing what you need to do, he said, I'll give you rest. Is that what the word says? I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My brother and sister, the Christian needs rest for his and her soul. Are y'all with me this morning? We have to find rest in him, but we try to find rest in... How, you know what? This is the crazy thing about us as church folk. We find rest in some crazy stuff. We come to church and we try to find rest in a song. That's my song. So you put more faith in a song than you putting faith in God. Break every chain. Let me sing that. Boy, y'all be tore up. Mm-hmm. There's power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Boy, the church will be tore up. Will be. The question is, are you truly connected to that song in your soul? Or is that just something that you like to hear? Are you caught up in an emotional trip? Are you caught up in emotions instead of true spirituality? See, that's the problem with the churches, you guys, especially in our churches. We're caught up in emotions. We ain't learning nothing. We had good church. Why? Yeah, because I was up here screaming and hollering, foaming at the mouth, and Tony was on the organ, and I was saying, "Ah, he's all right." How can we get better? We know he's all right. How many of y'all know he's all right? Amen. But you got to have something tangible and something that you can use. Amen. When you go to work tomorrow and you're tired. How many of you prayed about your job? How many of you prayed about your situation that's going on right now? How many of you are truly giving it over to the Lord? Adrian, there's a shredder back there beside the computer. I need you to bring it to me and an extension cord. Thank you, sir. You can go this way. It's all right. Yeah, you know, we ain't tripping over that. You go to hell, boy. You done walked up on the... in the middle of my sermon, you walking. All right. Verse 30 said, "For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." See, the burden that the world gives you is real heavy. He is not going to put any more on us than we can bear. Child of God, do you hear me? Whatever it is that you're going through this morning, he's not going to put any more on you than you can bear. Trust and believe that. Amen? If you are truly his. And that's the thing. If you are a child of God, act like it. If you are truly a child of God, act like it. See, I need to act more like God. I need to act more like Jesus than I act like a McGuire. Amen? Because there's some things, see, them on my daddy's side is the Askews. They all talk real loud. Ooh, I talk loud. Candy gets so mad. Oh, you talk so loud. Oh, my God. I can't even concentrate in the car. Just hang up the phone, please. You're talking too loud. I can't help it. Come from an Askew side. Mama's side of the family. Certain things that side do. I ain't even talk about that. Wouldn't it be awesome? Need you to plug it up over there. Thank you, sir. You plug it up over there and pull it out here when you do it. Thank you. Y'all stay with me. All he's going to do is plug it up and bring it right there. Okay? Little things distract us, don't they? That's the devil. That's what he try to do. Because I went to Oak Hill. I went across the street to Oak Hill, and they got all them big screens in there. And I was I couldn't even pay attention to the preacher because I'm looking at the screens. Be careful, because Satan will use a whole lot of stuff to distract you. Amen. And I know we had a great time in the Lord, but I'm looking at, oh, man, I'm looking at the guy in the back with the camera. It messed me up. And after I left, I was like, you know what? I let the devil steal what I needed to get because I was too busy. I distracted. Thank you, brother. Good job. Let's give him a hand. Oh, man, we got visitors here, and I ought to preach something real exciting so they'll come back. But it is what it is. Rest. I need to find rest. We need to focus. What we really need is a new focus. Amen. A spiritual focus. Is that right? But there's so many things that go on in our lives, we tend to get caught up in what's going on all around us, and that's what makes us tired. So somebody's looking for a change today. Am I right? Amen. Are y'all going to roll with me this morning? Jesus invites us to come to him. He said, "Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Every last one of us, we're working. Amen. Every person in here is working, trying to do better, trying to be better. Amen. Amen. But let me tell you something. Your focus, my brothers and sisters, needs to be on Jesus. Amen. Are y'all going to ride with me this morning? We need to be focused on getting better in the spirit. Amen. We've done all of these things. It's just like the woman that had the issue of blood. She did all she could do for 12 long years. Amen. But until she came to Jesus, until she had 100% faith that Jesus was going to fix her situation. Amen. That's when she received healing. Amen. If you are tired of something today, This is a problem. We bring things to Jesus, and then we take it back home with us. Got a piece of paper and ink pens. Whatever you're tired of this morning, I need you to do something for me. Not for me, but do it for yourself. I'm going to share this story with you before we close out, because I'm done. That's it. That's it for today. There was, and some of you have heard this story before, but there were two. There was a young man and an older man out in the woods, and back in the day, and they were chopping wood, cutting down trees. Young man looked up to the older man and said, "Let's have a contest tomorrow. We're going to have a contest tomorrow. We're going to see who can cut the most wood." And the young man and the old man said, "All right, young man, I guess so." So the young man was strong. Old man wasn't, you know, didn't look so good in his physique anymore. So they showed up the next day. The young man gets out there. "All right, old man, you ready?" They begin to chop. Young man look over to the old man. "Old man, young man, oh, I got him." Old man goes over and he sits down. "Young man, I ain't taking a break." He didn't take a break all day long. Old man would get up, go back out. By the end of the day, they begin to compare who had cut the most wood. Young man, "I got this, man. This man, dude, you've been resting all day long. I've been cutting all day long. Hard as I can. I'm stronger than you. I'm quicker than you." So they started to count. And lo and behold, the old man had cut a significantly more amount than the young man. Young man said, "There's no way that you cut more wood than you rested half the day. I chopped all day long. I never took a break." He said, "Young man, while you was out there chopping with that dull blade, you chopped all day long." He said, "When I was resting, I was sharpening my blade." Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? When you rest in the Lord, when you bring your burdens to the Lord, when you let him know about what's going on in your life, when you got to rest in the Lord, you're sharpening your blade. And when you get in the game of life, you finish first. Hallelujah, somebody. So when you rest in the Lord. We resting in some other stuff. Brother Reed, anybody? This is what we're going to do. Come on, Tony. We'll play some music for us, because we're going to go into, amen, our communion service. Those of you, amen, who would like to stay and participate. And I want to share something with you today. Wish I had a mailbox, but I don't. Matter of fact, get Brother Keytron. Well, let's get our ushers here. Just get that to them, Brother Reed. You done your work. It may be hard to handle these pages with them gloves on, but y'all do what you need to do. It's all good. If y'all can do it, that's fine. They're going to hand out sheets of paper. This is a problem that we have. Some of us can't find rest in our lives because there's some things that we're holding on to. The trash is good. I preach a sermon called "Take Out the Trash." But how many of you have ever thrown something in the trash that had your name on it? And you thought maybe that trash may get into the hands of the wrong people. Are y'all with me? When you get rid of important documents on your job, what do you do with them? You shred them. If there's something in your life today that is causing you stress where you can't rest, don't put it in the mail. Put it in the trash and let's shred it. Whatever you're struggling with today, you may need to put your hand over whatever you're writing down. But if you want to be set free today,
let's shred it, not spread it. Amen. Because when you shred stuff, you can't put that back together. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? You can find rest when you destroy it. And I know every last one of us in here is struggling with something. Amen. I know this is not how it's usually done, but you bring your paper up here and you put it in this shredder. If it's anger, put it down. Don't be writing folks' name down either. But if you got some associates, amen, that are negative associates and you know it, you might need to, if you have some things that are going on in your life that you truly want God to take care of. Sometimes we have to let our requests be known. And if you need to get rid of it today, let's do it. Can we do that? Hey, I know this may sound crazy. Amen. If you got some stuff that need to go in the mail, have a request to the Lord. We got another package here. If you need another sheet of paper, let us know. We'll pray over these things. Amen. But we're going to shred some stuff. Because what we do is we come to the altar. We come up here with issues and problems. And we go right back to our seat carrying that stuff with us. We are visual people in this day and time. So I need you to see your problems being shredded this morning. Amen. I need to see your issue. I need to see the enemy shredded today. Amen. You need to see it. Amen. Are y'all with me? If you're tired of it, let's get rid of it this morning. Amen. Now, very important. The Bible says, as we go into our communion service here in just a second, that, amen, if you have aught with your brother, before you partake of the Lord's Supper, you got to let that go. You have to ask God for forgiveness. So this is an opportunity for whatever's going on that will separate you from God. Hallelujah. Get rid of it this morning. Amen. Amen. So if anybody, who's going to start? If anybody is bold enough and brave enough, and come on, brother. Come on, young brother. Hallelujah. Let's get rid of this stuff this morning, because I want you to rest. I need you to rest in Jesus. Just trust him. Just slide it in there. It should go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. bring it to the Lord this morning. We're going to trust and believe this morning. Hallelujah, church. I'm excited. Shred it all. Hallelujah. We couldn't put it back together if we wanted to. I don't care what the doctor said. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How many of y'all know that He'll take care of it all? Do we trust and believe this morning? Let me tell you something. We can rest in the spirit now. This is just a symbol this morning. This is just a symbol, amen, that I believe that we needed, amen, so we can rest. Some of us have been tossing and turning every night, worried about stuff because we just been holding on to it. It's kind of like being baptized. Amen, it's a symbol. Death and burial and resurrection of ourselves, amen, just like Jesus Christ did. And when we get up, we're different. I want you to be lighter when you walk out of here tonight, this morning. I want you to be able to rest when you leave here this morning. Because let me tell you something, this represents everything that we need to destroy in our lives. We need to be taken out, amen. Truly, how many of you believe that God can do it, that God will do it? Amen. And we have to rest and believe and know that He did it already. Let me tell you something, His blood has already covered it all. Amen. It's already done. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, it's already done. Go rest in Jesus, amen? You have taken your problems to the right person. He can fix it, amen? Amen. If we have anyone this morning, but before we go further in the service, if we have anyone this morning, amen,